Hello and welcome to another edition of TDWI Radio News. My name is Eric Cavanaugh, web editor for TDWI, and I'll be your host for today's conversation with Mr. Richard Daly. Richard is the CEO of Pentaho, that is an open source business intelligence concern. So we're going to learn a little bit more today about open source BI and about what Pentaho has to offer, and really about where the market is going here with open source technology. So to start us off, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Richard to give us the 60-second elevator pitch about who Pentaho is and why folks should be paying attention. Richard, go ahead.
Thank you, Eric. Very quickly, in terms of Pentaho, we formed the company to create a BI alternative to existing platforms that are out there today. So we have created a suite that comprises reporting, analytics, dashboards, data mining, ETL, metadata, all the core components that customers, enterprise customers, would expect in a BI offering. We're doing that using an open source business model, particularly for two reasons. The distribution cost much lower in this type of a model, so we can pass those value savings back to customers. And the development model with an open source allows us to innovate much more rapidly than in a proprietary environment, and also get much greater quality control over our product set. So we have been in the market now for a little over 2 years, are seeing great customer success and adoption rates from medium up to large size enterprise clients.
Okay, good. Now, when people hear open source, they tend to think of Linux, a free operating system, and some other free software applications. But as I understand it, not everything Pentaho offers is free. Could you give us some feel for how much of what you offer is free and then how much people pay for, and maybe draw some line of demarcation between those?
Sure. Yeah, and there's a lot of myths out there that need to be addressed. The products that we provide to the open source community and to our customers, the software, all those functions and components are free. The things that we actually charge for and get revenue and drive our company, our business from, is what we call a subscription. Subscription is an annual subscription. It's comprised of support, indemnification, certified builds to make it easier for customers to not have to go through and navigate different open source waters if they're not comfortable with that. And then the last thing, we put some management services out there to make it easier for people to deploy, administer, and manage their solutions. So everything that we put out into the open source environment is for free.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Pentaho technology stack. You had mentioned a number of different elements just a moment ago. Could you maybe drill down into that? And I guess one thing I'd like to know is, where do you see Pentaho's real strength? Is it, you know, for example, in the ETL department? Is it in data mining? Which parts of your offerings do you think are stronger than others?
Okay, it's a good question. The overview that I went through just a minute ago, you know, it's very quick in terms of reporting, analytics, et cetera. If we just do a deep dive on one of those pillars, and let's take reporting. We started off with a reporting engine, very, very powerful, very feature-rich. But then we took a lot of time to go through and enhance the designer look and feel, as well as the user capabilities. So we built designers, wizards. We put metadata capabilities out there. In terms of delivery to end users, whether or not they can access these things via portal, have them burst out to them on a scheduled basis via email, have these things embedded inside of applications, a lot of different capabilities there. And I think you can go down each of the pillars and kind of go through those same things where we have really, if you will, expanded the product capabilities over the last 2.5 years, and understand some of these pillars or individual components within our overall platform were existing open source projects that we acquired. So some of them, for instance, reporting engine has been around for about 4 years, our analytical engine for 5 years. So even though Pentaho, the company, has been here 2.5 years, some of the technology is much more mature than that, right, and has gone through a much longer life cycle, built up communities around them and things like that. To answer the which one is the best is a very difficult question. I would say that, you know, there is a lot of traction, a lot of interest in the ETL product, and I think that's because of the fact that it's closer, if you will, to a lot of technologists who are much more adaptive to open source technology. So they're already using some open source components, whether it's operating systems or it's databases or app servers. So I think they're a little bit more comfortable with that, but you know, as our technology gets better and better, we're moving up that stack in terms of even the user base from technologists into true business users. And I think that's really what we've probably shown over the last quarter or two, if you take a look at some of our customer success stories.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask you about those in a second, too. I think you made a nice segue into another question here, which is, you know, how much of what Pentaho offers can be easily integrated into existing platforms? So if somebody has already bought into one of the platform vendors and, you know, maybe they didn't buy the entire package and they're looking to round out their stack, how often does that happen?
All the time. And I think what you find there is that the way that we architected, designed the entire platform was to be a complete a plug-and-play, a component-based offering. So customers don't have to take our entire platform. They don't have to go through and use a monolithic stack like they have to do today with some of the other competitors that we have in the proprietary world. They can easily just take an ETL component or a reporting component, embed those into their applications, or just use those side-by-side, even standalone, right, with their existing systems. We, you know, kind of take pride in the fact that everything that we do is a standards-based. And the nice thing about open source is that, you know, these are true open source standards in terms of, you know, JSR specs for portals, in terms of data access. So we can easily go through and switch out portals, app servers, databases, even different ETL tools can be used. We also support other reporting engines that might want to go through and use a different reporting application, but have that published and, if you will, spread out throughout the enterprise using a reporting server. So very open from that perspective. And I think you'll see that some of our clients, you know, will want to go through and just get started by taking just reporting or just ETL, combine that up with some of the other applications they already have. They go through, they you know, get very comfortable with it, they see how we operate as a company and our technology works in their enterprise. And then basically from there, it starts to extend into other application areas, other departments.
Okay, good. So how big a role does services play in your revenue model?
Well, the way that I described before, and what we call a subscription, basically that comprises about 75% of our revenue. Training would be about 15%, then with services, true consulting, if you will, would be 10% or less.
Okay, interesting. How many people are employed by Pentaho full-time, and how many contractors do you employ roughly?
We're close to 40 full-time, and in contractors, that's a kind of an interesting question in terms of a lot of the contributions that happen to our projects, especially from a QA, documentation, internationalization, you know, a bunch of different aspects of what you would normally have to have employees for within your organization. A lot of those things are done by our communities. So those communities are, you know, thousands strong in terms of people who have signed up and participate. And that could even be as simple as going through and answering forum questions for the rest of the community. So there's a lot of things that are done out there by non-employees, and I think that's part of the innovation, and it's part of the advantages and more of a revolutionary development model than a traditional company. So that's also in terms of when we go through and we look at our pricing and how we can you know, basically provide customers with good value, is that we don't have 3,000 employees having to go through here and work on the product sets all the time.
Right, right. Good, okay. Now, I know you've notched some pretty big OEM deals in the fairly recent past, and you had mentioned some other customer wins. What can you tell us about what's happening on that front?
Well, some quick examples would go through, and you know, we talk about some financial institutions that are taking our products right now. Let's just focus in on ETL for a minute. They're big Informatica users. They're bringing our product in. We're going through and doing certain projects and departments. Those projects have now been successful, so they're starting to move us, you know, into bigger and bigger applications. And I think that's one thing that I want to point out that's pretty important. You know, another myth out there, especially, you know, if you hear these from other BI vendors, is that open source projects, you know, are great to use for small, you know, projects or, you know, small to medium-sized businesses. And granted, we have a lot of customers that are mid-sized customers, you know, in the, say, the 100 million to 500 million range, but a lot of large enterprise organizations are bringing us in first to kind of test out and see how we do. And then once they have, you know, proven certain scalability issues or things like that, we're getting spread out, you know, into all types of different applications. So it's very satisfying to see those things.
Okay, and I guess maybe we have time for two more questions. One would be, I guess, a perception issue. You've talked about some of these myths. have you been able to track any trajectory over the last year, perhaps, or the last 2 years, whereby you're starting to see people open up a little bit more to this concept of open source? Or I guess how long do you think it's going to take before some of these myths dissipate, or you know, maybe they'll never happen? But where are you on the curve, if you will, of disbelief to genuine adoption and a situation where people are really embracing this stuff?
I would say that 2007 is still a proving ground, and that's basically, I say proving ground in terms of people going through and proving to themselves. So, we have wins out there at big companies. Orbitz, MySQL uses our product internally, Honeywell's. So there's a lot of companies that have already gone through there and proven to themselves. They were, most likely already, early adopters on other open source pieces in the stack. But I think 2007 is basically when we crossed that chasm of from the IT techie believers in open source over to the business users who a little bit afraid of open source in terms of what does it mean and where do I get my support from and what about the IP and what about security. So there's those common, four or five different concerns that customers have. I believe 2007 will get us over that hump into that business user community.
Okay, good. And I guess the last question I'll throw out there is, how far out does your roadmap reach? Like, as you're planning out what you're going to be delivering over the next few quarters or so, how far do you think you can realistically see and plan for? Is it a year? Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years down the road? What does your roadmap look like?
Well, from a company roadmap standpoint, it's a multi-year plan out there. We're fortunate to have some good venture capitalists behind us. So from a financial perspective, we're on a multi-year planning stage. From a product roadmap, you're normally out there, somewhere between 18 to 24 months. In the environment that we live in, a six-month, if you will, operating cycle from a product standpoint, you can get a lot of things done because of the development model within open source. So we try not to go through and put too many things in stone that are going to be here 24 months from now. But I think if you take a look at our track record and what we've been able to accomplish in the short period that we've been here, putting out an entire platform along with each of the pillars, very stable, a lot of customer wins, a huge amount of partner deals that are coming through now. I think it's quick to see for any customer out there the amount of momentum that we have behind our project and our company, that whatever gaps that we might currently have are going to be filled very, very quickly.
Okay, that's great. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but a very big thank you to Mr. Richard Daly. He is the CEO of Pentaho. That's an open-source business intelligence concern. You can find more information at pentaho.org. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's pentaho.org. And, of course, we always encourage you to go back to tdwi.org for all the latest information about business intelligence, data warehousing, and this growing field of information management. Thanks again, folks, and we hope to catch up to you next time. Bye-bye.